Welcome to Indianapolis Colts Central. I am Dylan Green. This is episode 2, recorded on Tuesday, August 23rd. This is going to be a post-Ravens game podcast, an injury update, an Antonio Cromartie signing update, and just probably expand on my practice squad rant because I don't think I explained it very well. So anyway, without further ado, let's go ahead and talk about the, first of all, the Ravens game and what I took from it. So the Ravens game, I think that we obviously have our number two quarterback. I think it's self-explanatory now. I think Scott Tolzien has separated his name from Stephen Morris. I think Stephen Morris, unfortunately, I think he played okay. But towards the end of the game, maybe it was one of the last plays, he did the two-point conversion and got returned for a touchdown, or I think they get two points if they do that. But Tolzien played very well, in my opinion, and Luck played very well. I thought the starters with Andrew in the game played phenomenal. I was very surprised that Andrew did not, he threw all of his passes complete to whoever it was. Unfortunately, T.Y. was not in the game, and we had some injuries. Some injuries went down, and some guys had to step up. So I'll go ahead and give you an update on injuries. Vontae Davis is expected to miss 1 month of play with an ankle injury. So the team went out and signed Antonio Cromartie to make up for his loss. Joe Haig went down in that game. He's week-to-week with an ankle injury. Henry Anderson is now off the PUP list and will begin practicing today. Seal Moore is week-to-week still with his hamstring. Patrick Robinson went down in the Ravens game, and he's day-to-day with a groin injury. And Hugh Thornton is still week-to-week with an ankle injury. So we've got one positive, and I think one major negative here. Henry Anderson off the PUP list. I think that's a phenomenal. That's great. I mean, that speaks beyond words because of all the injuries we have on the defensive line, and we've got a suspension right now. So there's a lot going on with the defensive line, but that definitely helps. Hopefully he can play before the regular season to get a game under his belt after he torn his ACL. As far as Vontae Davis go, that's really unfortunate, but guys are going to have to step up. And bringing in Antonio Cromartie, I think, was a good move. You know, I know that he is over the age of 30, and he is aging. He did not have a very good year last year with the Jets, but we need help back there. I mean, I personally wouldn't trust Antonio or Patrick Robinson, Darius Butler, or DeJon Smith to be the starters. So bringing in a veteran that supposedly knows the system, this defensive system, is something that's he's very familiar with whenever he was in New York. So bringing in Antonio Cromartie was a good move in my opinion, and he is going to be the number two corner moving forward. And I think whenever Vontae comes back, I think he stays on the outside, and I think they put Patrick Robinson in the inside. That could be maybe they cut Cromartie for the sake of cutting him because they don't really see use for him. But depending on how he plays in those first couple games, I mean, it's going to be an interesting storyline heading into the regular season and after a couple games of play. Some other positive things, Winston Guy, the backup safety, had an interception in that game, which was great. I mean, Winston Guy, in my opinion, was always just a special teams guy. He never stood out whenever he played safety in the preseason, but this game he definitely stood out. He had quite a few tackles, and he looked pretty good in coverage. So he has solidified himself as a backup safety in the NFL. I know last year he was the fifth safety, so he was basically on special teams. But this year he's definitely going to be a backup for Mike Adams, and I think that's great. The cornerback position, like I've mentioned, it's in a bad spot. DeJon Smith played 15 snaps before he had to be taken out. Chuck Pagano praised Frankie Williams and Tegel over Wright. He was very impressed with their play. So come down to final cuts, those two guys are some names to look out for. Tevin Mitchell is a name that Colts fans are some of them are familiar with and some are not. Tevin Mitchell, if I remember correctly, he was drafted by the Redskins a couple years ago, but had an injury and he was put on injured reserve and they ended up releasing him. And we picked him up and he's been on our practice squad for a while and he's been battling some injuries. And supposedly, I didn't even notice him in the Ravens game. So to my knowledge, I don't even know if he played. But he is also a name to watch out for in this next preseason game, and it's going to be, I think it's against the Eagles, I believe, in a couple days or towards the end of the week. I think it's on Saturday or Sunday, obviously. But the cornerback position is in a bad spot. You know, we have Patrick Robinson, Antonio Cromartie are the starters right now. Or, well, actually, take that back. Patrick Robinson's injured with a groin injury. I keep forgetting he's hurt too. So we've got three of our top corners are out right now. Vontae Davis is out, Patrick Robinson's out, and DeJon Smith is out right now. Or he's trending in the right direction, but he's on a pitch count. I think that's what Pagano said. So, and he did something in that game that took him out. But, you know, there are some positive notes out of this game. Like I said, I think the defense played pretty well. I mean, obviously losing the secondary guys, it sucked, but you know, having the young guys step up, I think, was a good thing to see. You know, like I said, Scott Tolzien had a great game. I think I already touched on that, but it's really unfortunate that we've got a lot of guys that are injured right now, and we need guys to get back on the field and stay healthy. Because, I mean, you look at a guy like Hugh Thornton is definitely battling for a roster spot right now. And, you know, I know that he has been a starter for us for the past couple years, ever since we drafted him and ever since he took over for Mike McGlinn whenever that injury happened. He's been a starter, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, he has not been a very good starter. I think he's fine to be a backup, but honestly, after all the guys we drafted in this draft, I think there's really no place for him. And, you know, that's unfortunate, because this is a guy that lost 30, 40 pounds in the offseason to get him in football shape for this new system with his new offensive line coach and Joe Philbin and the new offensive coordinator and Rob Chudzinski. So, you know, you feel bad for the guy, but I really think Hugh, if we cut him, he's going to get another opportunity somewhere to prove his worth. It's unfortunate, because I was a Hugh Thornton fan, because, you know, I was like, oh, he's gonna have a bounce back year. But now that Denzel Good has moved to right guard and he's the guy there now, supposedly, there's really no use for him, because, I mean, we've got Austin Blythe and Joe Haig that can play both guard positions. And Joe Haig, unfortunately, he's hurt too. So he needs to get back out there too, because he is looking like he's going to be the number one offensive lineman off the bench. He's looking pretty good. Unfortunately, he got an ankle rolled there. I think he will be fine. I think it's nothing major. But I think I'm going to go to my final 53 as of right now, and it might lead to my practice squad explanation. So quarterback, nothing changed here since last week. Andrew Luck, Scott Tolzien, Stephen Morris, I could see him being signed to our practice squad. Tell you what, let me go to my practice squad rant real quick. On my last podcast, the premiere, episode one, whatever, I talked about expanding the practice squad to 20 to 25 players. I mean, that seems pretty logical, because right now it's at 10, and that gives you probably 5 offensive players and 5 defensive players. I mean, it's half and half. If you have 20 to 25 players, that gives you 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, and possibly 3 special teams guys to have. I mean, you got to think about this. What if Adam Vinatieri goes down? Pat McAfee is obviously the backup kicker, whatever. What if he goes down? Obviously you got to bring somebody in, but why not have, you know, a practice squad where you can have extra guys to fill in for people? And say, let me just look at the roster right now. Let's say Jordan Todman, for example. I mean, obviously, I think he's going to make this team. Say Jordan Todman is having a bad month of football. I think he should be able to promote and demote players just like you are able to in the MLB. So let's say Jordan Todman is not having a good month of practice, not being very good on special teams, whatever, and Trey Williams is looking phenomenal in practice. Why don't you elevate Trey Williams and demote Jordan Todman? I mean, it just seems so logical, because Trey Williams, he's going to know the system. He's been looking good at practice. Why not throw him in a game setting and see how he does if he's doing better than Todman? It's just a great example. It's just, I think it covets injuries, and these guys know your system. So, like last year, whenever Andrew Luck was down, Matt Hasselbeck went down, Charlie Whitehurst went down, all we had on roster was Stephen Morris, who had never played in an NFL game his entire career. We had to bring in guys off the street because we didn't have anybody on practice squad, because we had to bring Stephen Morris up from the practice squad, and he had been there for a couple weeks because the quarterback that we had on our practice squad got signed to another team. And that's one other thing I don't really like about practice squads, is that teams are able to grab players from your practice squad. I mean, sure, it makes sense. But at the same time, it's like, oh, I wish we could have had him. Oh, dang, we need that guy now. So whenever we had to bring in Josh Freeman and Ryan Lindley off the street, I mean, they both play like what, a half football or whatever. We had to play them both because it was we were in crunch time, and if I remember correctly, we won that game. Correct me if I'm wrong. I do apologize. I forget. It's been a while, but we had to bring those guys off the street. They had to learn the system in like 2 days. And I mean, sure, they won a game for us, but wouldn't you much rather have a guy that's comfortable in the offense, who has taken snaps from the center, whose familiarity with the wide receivers and practicing in the system and whatever? I just think it just makes more sense to promote and demote guys or whatnot. It helps injuries. It helps with everything. You need to be able to have 20 to 25 players in your practice squad, not just 10. I know they just expanded the practice squad size, and I know that this is not a big deal, but for me, I think it is a big deal. I mean, that gives 300 other players an opportunity. If you double the size of a practice squad, that gives 300 plus other football players an opportunity to prove their name in the league. I mean, I know that starting off at a practice squad, I mean, that's a starting spot. That's where Matt Overton came from. I think Justin Snow, if I remember correctly, was our long snapper at the time, and he went down with an injury, and we had to bring, I think we may have had Matt Overton on our team, and he was like a tight end or defensive lineman or something, and we just elevated him, and he became the long snapper, or maybe it was during training camp. I don't remember correctly, but it's guys like that. Like, we would not have had Matt Overton, a Pro Bowl long snapper, if it wasn't for a practice squad and the size of training camp rosters. So, you know, the training camp roster, I know they have 90 to 100 players. I don't remember exactly what it is, but why not have another basically team to practice with? Because you could have your ones on one side of the field. You could have your twos on the other side of the field. You can have your threes and practice squad guys. They could be battling for roster spots in midseason still. It's just something interesting to watch. I think they should do this in a couple years. I know Roger Goodell probably doesn't like to change things, but it's something, in my opinion, that would be very beneficial for this league. I apologize. It just seems so logical that it makes a lot of sense. These practice squad guys do not get paid a lot of money, but I mean, if you're living up to, if you want to make a football team, that's where you start. I mean, sure, you go to the CFL or the Indoor Football League, but I mean, you're not going to make much money there. I don't think there's much of a difference in the salary, but anyway, that's enough with that. I already mentioned my quarterbacks, Andrew Luck, Scott Tolzien, and I have Steven Morris. I think he will be on the practice squad. It just makes sense, but I mean, there's only 10 guys, so he better be good to be the quarterback on a practice squad. Running back, nothing has changed here. I think it's Frank Gore, Robert Turbin, Jordan Tomlin, and Josh Ferguson. Trey Williams, like I said, is a name to watch out for. I think he's going to be on our practice squad as well. Wide receiver, T.Y. Hilton, Dante Moncrief, Philip Dorsett, Quan Bray, and Chester Rogers. Tavon Smith, the undrafted rookie from Iowa, is a name to look out for. I think he, as well as those other two guys I mentioned, could be on the practice squad, but we could also carry six receivers and have Tavon Smith be the number six. Or whatever. I'm putting Chester Rogers on there based on he returned the ball very well, which I know Quan is our guy, but you need to have multiple guys that can return the kickoff and the punts and whatnot. So I have him there for not only, you know, the couple plays he's made on offense, but for his versatility on special teams as well. Tavon Smith has looked pretty good, but he hasn't looked as good as Chester Rogers, in my opinion. But that is a battle going on, I think, for the remainder of the preseason to look out for, is Chester Rogers versus Tavon Smith for the fifth receiver. A tight end, nothing has changed here. I think it's Dwayne Allen, Jack Doyle, Eric Swope. Coach Pagano has praised Eric Swope, his play, for, I think, in his most recent press conference. He has praise his play, which is good because he hasn't played football. This is his, I think, second or third year playing football in his entire life. He's a basketball player. So it's cool to see a former basketball player translating his game possibly to the NFL this year. It's cool to see. Chase Kaufman, I think I said on my last podcast, is a name to look out for as well. He's a career journeyman guy that's been in a lot of teams over his few years of his career. Offensive line, Anthony Costanzo, Jack Muhort, Ryan Kelly, Denzel Good, Joe Wrights, LaRaven Clark, Joe Haig, Austin Blythe, and Jonathan Harrison. Hugh Thornton, I mean, he could make the team, but it's just tough. It's tough because you only have 53 roster spots. If you had, maybe they should just expand the roster. I mean, but you only dress 46 players, but anyway, that's enough with that. Hugh Thornton, I could see making this team over, I don't know, Austin Blythe. Austin Blythe could be a guy that's on the practice squad. There's so many players on this team that could be either or. But Hugh Thornton, if he does get cut, I don't see him being on our practice squad. He's been in the league too long. I think somebody's going to claim him as a backup guard. So that's offensive line. Defensive line, this is where people are probably – this is where I just put on my general manager cap. This is what I would do if I was Ryan Grigson. Kendall Lankford, David Perry, Henry Anderson, Hassan Ridgeway, Zach Kerr, T.Y. McGill. Yes, I have Arthur Jones being cut. There's no reason for him to be on this team if he's going to, first of all, continue to get injured. But not only that, but he does a performance-enhancing drug to suspend him for four games. It's very stupid of him to do that. And I think we'll take a little bit of a cap hit, but we've got so many young guys on this defensive front. We don't need Art Jones anymore, you know. So I understand that, you know, he was brought in to be one of the top defensive linemen on our team, but he's played in not even a full season his entire 3 or 4 years here. He has been terrible. Terrible. He's played in, like, five to eight games his entire 4 year career here. He broke his foot, or he tore his Achilles, or something. He did something that ended his season the past couple years, and now he is suspended for the first couple games. I think if Art Jones get cut, if he does get cut, I don't think anybody's going to pick him up. I don't think he's that good of a player anymore. Inside linebacker, this is where I also had a change. DeQuell Jackson, Nate Irving, Seal Moore. I do have Antonio Morrison making the team this time. He looked a lot better this week than he did last week. I didn't see him. Maybe he wasn't in on special teams. Maybe that's why, because the very first game in the Bills game, he gave up that blocked punt. And you can't do that, even if you're a rookie. You got to do your job. You can't let an unblocked guy come through there and block that punt. But he looked good on defense, and, of course, with the Steele Moore injury, I could see us carrying a fifth linebacker. Edwin Jackson, Josh McNary, those are guys to look out for as well. I do see Edwin Jackson going to the practice squad. Josh McNary, I'm not exactly sure where he fits into this linebacker competition. It's just unfortunate for him because he has been on this team for the past couple years. He's made some starts for Jarrell Freeman, for DeQuell Jackson. He was our third linebacker many years ago, or not many, but a couple years ago, he was our third linebacker. He was the guy. But now it's Nate Irving, Seal Moore, and it's looking to be Antonio Morrison to be the special teams guy. Outside linebacker, I don't have any changes here. I have Robert Mathis, Trent Cole, Eric Walden, Earl O'Kine, Trevor Bates, and Kurt Maggett. Cornerback, this is where I made some changes. Vontae Davis, Patrick Robinson, Antonio Cromartie, Darius Butler, DeJon Smith, and Tay Glover Wright. I have four names here that I think could also make the team. That would be Tevin Mitchell, Jaleel Brown, Frankie Williams, and Darius White. All four of those guys have played. They have played in the preseason, to my knowledge. Jaleel Brown is a guy that was a special teams guy for us. So if we were going to carry another corner or carry him over somebody, it would just most likely be for special teams purposes. Tevin Mitchell, like I said, he's a guy that's been hurt for a little bit, a couple years into his career. He hasn't played, I don't think, a single down his entire career. So he's very raw guy, but he does have potential, I think. But I think it would be more beneficial for him to be on the practice squad. And Frankie Williams and Darius White, those two guys are undrafted guys, but they have looked, to my opinion, they've looked pretty good. I could see both of them, if not both, one of them being on the practice squad, if they don't make the team. And Tay Glover Wright was the sixth corner I had making the team. He's a guy that was on the practice squad, so it does come back to the practice squad. He's a guy that was on the practice squad the last year or two, and we had to elevate him because of injury, and he was a special teams guy, and now I think he started the Ravens game, and he looked pretty good, in my opinion. He looked solid. He looked like a solid corner, and again, he made some plays on special teams, so he would be a special teams guy if he does make the team. And DeJon Smith is an unfortunate name, I think, to put in here. He's a guy we haven't even seen play. I mean, whenever he was on this team last year, he was on injury reserve, designated to return, so he didn't really play. I think he played on special teams, or he was inactive because we didn't really need him. We had the corners that we had, and we just dealt with it. He's a young guy we drafted in the, I believe, third round in 2015, and he's got a lot to prove. He's got a lot to prove to make this team. I know that He does have potential. I think, in my opinion, if he does make this team, he's a replacement for Darius Butler next year. If I do remember correctly, Darius Butler's on his final year of his contract, and he's, like, Darius Butler's almost 30 if he's not 30 already. I think DeJon Smith would be a good nickel replacement if he gets the time to prove his worth. I think that'd be a great scenario for him. And as far as safety goes, I haven't made any changes here. I have us carrying five safeties again: Mike Adams, Clayton Gethers, TJ Green, Winston Guy, and Desmond Southward. The Desmond Southward guy is the guy in dreads, which I think we need dreads in our defense in the first place. But he's a guy that played well on special teams. He's a former guy that was on our practice squad last year. And he's a guy that has a great shot to make this team as a fifth safety if we carry five safeties. I think we will carry five safeties because of what we did last year first and foremost, but we also have an injury at safety right now. Clayton Gethers is down. He's expected to miss week one, so that gives TJ Green, I would assume that gives TJ Green the nod at the other safety spot opposite Mike Adams. And Desmond Southward, just a guy to bring in to be a special teams guy, but Winston Guy is going to be the backup safety for a little bit. But Desmond Southward's a guy to watch out for on special teams, and a guy to look out for come the Eagles game if he does play. Special teams-wise, no changes here. There's really nothing to change. Pat McAfee, Adam Vinatieri, Matt Overton. That is my final 53-man roster. I think that's really all I have planned today. I feel like I could have talked a little bit more, but I don't want this episode to go on for too long. So I know my last podcast was about 30 minutes, and I want to keep it around there. This is going to be about 20, 25 minutes. So anyway, I appreciate you listening. If you tuned in, thank you. If not, I don't know how you got this, but thank you for tuning in, and tune in next time. Thank you.